Lagos Ladies was completed in the year following Festac 77. It was described by Ebony Magazine as a family reunion for the whole of the African diaspora. It was held in Lagos, Nigeria. Preeminent attendees included musicians such as Stevie Wonder, Sun Ra, Gilberto Gil from Brazil, Miriam Makeba from South Africa, and writers such as Nigeria's Wole Soyinka and the singer from Trinidad, The Mighty Sparrow. Notably, for Barclay Hendrix, the festival was not the artist's first time traveling outside the United States. In fact, he told me that while he enjoyed traveling in Africa, he never felt compelled to alter his personal aesthetic as an artist to make it, quote, more African, to visualize some immediately legible notion of Africa using, say, a high saturation color palette preferred by some artists, or by referencing specific, recognizable West African textile patterns. He was consistently drawn to people, and so identifying compelling subjects for his work was just as easy in Lagos as it would have been in Philly or in New Haven. Barclay considered his camera to be a mechanical sketchbook. He translated a photograph of a group of friends into this, one of his most enduring limited palette paintings. Their white uniforms establish a continuous field, while their postures, expressions, accessories, and hairstyles each a very distinctive presence. Hendrix's striking combination of slow-drying oil paint and fast-drying acrylic paint defines each woman's pristine uniform, her skin tone, and her distinctive jewelry. He adds to this the defining detail of each wearer's shoes in yellow, green, red, and blue. He crops the feet as a means of effectively conveying them as larger-than-life personalities, albeit on a smaller-than-life-size scale of canvas. Make no mistake, had he wanted to depict the cityscape of Lagos, he would have been up to the task. He spent every summer painting precise landscapes in Jamaica and also spent considerable time in Ghana. He had a very particular intention when painting people. He was drawn to them, not their surroundings.